Meet Cosmo, a new robot companion with artificial intelligence and an actual personality. Details coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Anki, now this is a startup company that is set to release a palm-sized, toy robot named Cosmo that stands out from the others in that it's emotional and never says your name exactly the same way twice. What more can it do? Let's find out. Joining us now is WSJD's Nathan Olivares-Giles. Hey, Nathan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So they're obviously making big strides with robots these days, but it's not exactly what we imagined. You know, it's not Rosie from the Jetsons or Wall-E. What we thought of robots back when it was just a mere fantasy, right? But Anki, now this is a San Francisco startup. They might be onto something with a robot named Cosmo. Tell me about Cosmo.
Yeah, so Anki is this startup that's been working on smartphone-controlled cars for a few years, and they had a mixture of artificial intelligence and little cameras that could, you know, figure out where these cars were on different tracks and stuff. So they took that technology and they've built it into a small little robot that you can fit in the palm of your hand, and he kind of looks a little bit like a dump truck with an old, tube television for a face.
Now, this is interesting, though, because you mentioned, I guess you have to use it via a smartphone app and you can do different things with it. Is that how it works?
Yeah. So basically, when the robot goes on sale later this year, you'll control, basically wake him up with an app that will be available for both iOS and Android. And then from there, you pretty much interact with Cosmo by him seeing you and playing different games, and you can start some of the games on the iPhone, but a lot of the interaction actually takes place in the real world. So in a sense, the app is there for controls every once in a while, but most of what you're doing will be you and the robot.
Robots don't sound like they're going to be cheap. How much would something like this go for?
Yeah, it won't be cheap. When Cosmo goes on sale in October, it'll sell for $180, and what you'll get is the robot and a couple of those blocks to play that speed game with, and of course the app.
And what kind of tech is involved in this? You kind of briefly mentioned there's artificial intelligence, and I understand there's animation software as well. Can you talk a little bit about the inner workings for a minute?
Yeah, so the robot itself is made up of more than 300 pieces. It's actually pretty intricate, despite being really small and lightweight. But it has some little tank-style tracks that allow it to move and drive around on a table or flat surface that you have it on. It has like a little forklift-style arm, and its head can move. And inside of its little robot body, there are some speakers. So as you're interacting with it, it plays a kind of a musical soundtrack, something like you'd see in a movie. All of these things together, along with some little animations on the face with its eyes. Its eyes can blink and grow larger or smaller, and it can, make little grunts and noises. All this helps it to basically display a range of emotions as you're interacting with it. So I played a few games with it in a demo, and, when I beat Cosmo, it made some little, groans as though it was disappointed in losing to me. And when it actually beat me in a couple games, it raised its little forklift arm and shook its head like it was really, really happy and almost taunting me. So, and then there was actually another moment when it first recognized me. It asked who I was, and I put my name in the smartphone app, and then it said my name, said Nathan,
wow,
right back to me.
Wow. Is that the key, the fact that it conveys emotions? You know, is that the X factor that really separates it from the lot?
Yeah, I think it's a mixture of both that and kind of the variability that this company has built into this robot. Just in what I do, covering consumer tech, we've run into a lot of robots that have really cool little animations and reactions to different things. Last year, we had a toy robot that was of BB-8, the new character
from the Star Wars film.
We
spoke about it on this podcast, absolutely.
Yeah, and in that case, you put the little robot in front of an iPad or a television or something, and it can react to the movie. And it was really fun, and it felt like he was watching the movie along with you, but it never really reacted to you. This robot here never says your name the same way twice, never moves its head in combination with its arm and its eye animations the same way twice. There's so many different variables, and Anki says the way that they've worked their algorithms will keep it from ever feeling stale and canned. So that, along with the emotion that we just really haven't seen before, really makes this feel different.
And kind of speaking to that, because, you know, tech and this kind of tech specifically, it's always evolving and changing so fast, it's almost hard to keep up. What does Cosmo have to do, and these types of robot gadgets, what do they have to do to make sure they stay in the game?
Well, I think it's going to come down to the sort of games that you can play with it and the sort of updates that the company issues out. Right when Cosmo launches later this year, there will be a few games, and really the robot is designed to work on its own and with a few human beings. So there are little blocks that you can place in front of it, and then you can race to see who taps the blocks fastest as they you know, light up in matching colors and things like that. That's one of the games I've played with them. So there has to be kind of more of that coming out. Now, you see this a lot, actually, with video games on the console side on what's called downloadable content. So, you know, a video game might launch, and then a few later, you know, months later, there's a new level or a new stage or a new character or costumes for the characters you already have. And that kind of keeps the life of the thing going. So Anki says they're going to do that, and that's something that they've done with their race cars. So, you know, they're used to this sort of approach. One of the things they say they're going to do as well is allow multiple Cosmos to eventually in the future work together, and if the sales take off for this, of course, then they'll release more robots. And they say they have a whole plan for a family of robots and kind of an ecosystem of games and devices that can interact with each other and with human beings.
Wow, that's cool. They might be onto something there. Nathan, thank you as always for joining the podcast.
My pleasure.
And you can check out WSJD.com if you want a little bit more on what Cosmo can do. This has been the Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts, now available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app.